Okay, let's get started with the next session.
好，我们开始下一堂课。
Think everybody's back.
大家都回来了吗？
Okay, so hopefully you had a look at some of these verses here.
好，我们现在希望刚才大家这个休息的时候都有读一下经句。
What you do see through talking about verses about suffering is that the Bible is adamant. It's very forceful about saying you will need to learn how to deal with suffering.
圣经其实呢都一直很清楚地告诉我们很直接地告诉我们说我们必须要处理如何面对苦难的这个议题
Suffering is a part of the Christian life
因为苦难绝对是我们基督徒必经的生活形式
It came as a bit of a shock to me actually when Max was first teaching about the subject of Christian suffering and he said you have to take the attitude that suffering is your friend
像那个 Max 牧师啊，第一次在跟 Tim 在教导说这个基督徒的苦难的时候呢，他说你基本上应该要有一个态度，就是把苦难当作是基督徒的朋友。
And the reason it came as a bit of a shock, you know, to say that suffering is your friend is because all the time I'd been in Christian churches and they'd been telling us about how happy Christians need to be and how good the Christian life was and how, you know, have all these blessings and Jesus Christ takes away all your problems.
在那个时候还是一个新的信徒来讲，有点吓到说，哈，基督徒要天天来准备要面对苦难把苦难当朋友这个是很惊讶的因为他之前所接触到的教会呢都是告诉他们说诶基督徒啊都会受到多么大的祝福啊多么感谢耶稣基督把我们的苦难都承担走了啊等等的这些说法跟 Max 说的好像很不一样
yeah, And actually when you look at life objectivelyWhen you look at what's going on around you and what happens in your life, you realize that you do suffer a lot. And you can't imagine that you're not. Though I think in a lot of churches, they try to get you to imagine almost that you're happy. You're having to pretend that you're happy, or pretend that you're not suffering. It's almost like they try to convince you everything is good.
而在这个我们如果真正检视我们的生活其实不管是不是基督徒你都会看到我们的确是会要面临苦难的只是有一些教会呢他在教导的时候他希望你能想象在任何时候你都是愉快的那苦难来的时候你也是愉快的
Or perhaps another attitude is that life out there is very bad but if you come to church on Sunday then we can be happy and this can be your breath of fresh air for the week
那还有一种说法就是说的确生活是苦难的但是你来到教会你就好像可以呼吸到正喜乐的空气一样你会闻呼吸到清爽清凉的空气所以你可以快乐
Like saying come to church this can be your holiday from all of the problems that you're having in your life
然后呢就好像说你来到教会就是你从你的苦难生活中得到了一个假期可以在这个教会里面享受一个没有苦难的假期
Every church probably has a different slant on it and pastors will have a different attitude and different teachings about that
那当然不同的教会都有不同的教导每一个牧师都有不同的说法
But Max was the first pastor I ever heard to say that you need to embrace your suffering and treat it like a friend
只有那个 Max 牧师呢让他听到的是说你应该要拥抱你的苦难把他当作你的朋友来看
Really what he meant was that when you have suffering come upon you you don't run away from it and you don't try to hide your problems away but you have to face them
也就是说呢当你看到了苦难的时候呢你要认真面对它你不要逃跑
And we have the 10 problem solving devices, which helps us to face the problems with God's power.
而我们的十个解决问题的方法呢，就是要我们呢，面对它，解决它，用的是神的能力。
Now we see that these problem solving devices were a part of the spiritual life given to Jesus Christ. It's interesting. You know, we have 10 problem solving devices,、mm-hmm. and when you look at numbers,You should know number one, of course, that's rebound. That's the problem-solving device that solves your sin problem as a Christian.
我们对于一个基督徒来讲，我们十个解决问题的方法，第一个就是要我们反弹，也就是我们去向神认罪之后，你就解决一个你的罪的问题。
And the number 10 problem-solving device was occupation, with, I'll just put LJC, with the Lord Jesus Christ.
而第十个解决问题的方法呢，则是呢，让我们整个的思维定睛在耶稣基督身上。
And then of course you have numbers 2 to 9 in the middle, which give you various problem solving devices for various problems.
而第二到第九呢，有其他的另外的八项不同的解决问题的方法，也就是说你碰到不同问题，你可能可以用不同的问题来解决。
Now Jesus Christ, he had the spiritual life that we now have.
耶稣基督他的属灵的生命呢，其实我们现在也就拥有跟耶稣基督一样的属灵生命。
But Jesus Christ did not need to use all of the problem-solving devices.
但是耶稣基督却不需要用到所有十个解决问题的方法。
It's true that he didn't need to use. Can you guess what they might be?
One and ten. 因为呢，他不需要用到第一个跟第十个解决问题的方法。
Yeah, because he never sinned, so he never needed to rebound.
第一个，因为耶稣基督从来不会犯罪，所以他不需要反弹。
And it seems a bit silly that he'd have to be occupied with himself.
然后第十个，他不需要去定睛在他自己身上，所以这两个是完全他用不上的解决问题方法。
Okay, but you know, for example, we talk about sharing the happiness of God and having love for God the Father. Love for God the Father is number 7, and then sharing the happiness of God, meaning you have God's happiness, that's number 9.
好，而第七个解决问题的方法呢，就是爱你的天父。然后第九个呢，是以你天父的喜乐为喜乐。
These were very important in Jesus' life, and everything he did for God the Father.
所以呢，七跟九呢，是耶稣基督他的属灵生命，也就是他的生命的最重要的事情。他几乎所有做的什么事都为了天父而做。
Now remember, Jesus Christ was our prototype. He was the first one to take the spiritual life, the spiritual life given to church-age believers, different from the Old Testament.
好。我们要知道哈，耶稣基督就是我们的原型，就是我们属灵生命的原型，因为他是第一个将属灵生命给予了活出来，而且给予了我们所有的教会的这个信众。
And we call it a prototype divine dynasphere. A prototype means that it was given to him first.
我们称这个为，就是这是我们所谓的神圣的动力球的原型，就是耶稣基督，因为这样的神圣动力球是先给了耶稣基督的。
And he tested it.
而且他呢也试验过了。
And it worked.
而且成功了。
You see, because he was able to go to the cross. Remember all the injustices and all the suffering and all the pain, the physical pain and the mental suffering he had to deal with. But not once did he sin.
因为他带着最大的人类最大的苦难的一路上，终于他上了十字架，他这个过程全部没有犯一个罪。
And whether it was testings of adversity or of prosperity, he passed.
不论是所谓的那种悲惨的测验，或者是那种丰盛的测验，他全部都通过了。
The greatest adversity test he had was when he had the sins of the world put upon him, and he was punished for our sins. He was on the cross 6 hours, but remember 3 hours he was actually taking the direct punishment for our sins.
而他呢，在这个所谓苦难的承受上面呢，你可以想象他去被在一路上到上到十字架的这个过程，以及所有的人类的，当他上了十字架以后，所有人世间的过去、未来的所有的罪都由他来承担，这些过程都是那种所谓的苦难的极致的一个状态。
And by application of the Word of God and the filling of the Holy Spirit, and love for God the Father, for example, the problem-solving devices, he didn't sin.
而他呢，却能够呢，在圣灵充满的状况下，完全的把神的话语、神的思维运用在他这个过程中间，他完全没有犯罪。
Yeah, he didn't use miracles to stop himself from sinning.
他当然也没有用所谓的神迹来帮助他不犯罪。
He used the spiritual life that was given to him.
他只是用了所谓属灵生命 来面对这一切的苦难。
And this is his humanity we're talking about. We're not talking about his deity. It was his humanity that was on the cross.
也就是说，耶稣基督上十字架，他是以他的人的这个位格跟人的所有的肉体等等的一切来承担这个罪的。
You have to realize that because Jesus Christ, as the God-Man, He was the mediator. Remember, between man and God.
我们知道耶稣基督他是既是人也是神，他是一个媒介。
The sins were put on His body, and His body was physically punished for those sins.
而那些罪是放在他以人的身体所承担的所有的苦难，他所有的惩罚都是以他人。的位格在承担的。
You cannot punish deity for sins because deity is perfect.
因为我们是不可能去处罚他的神性的那一面，因为神性是与罪无关的。
And the humanity of Jesus Christ was perfect as well. But again, remember the sins were put onto his body. He was physically punished. It was the physical pain that had to satisfy God.
而他的人性的人的这一面呢，他是承担了真正的是肢体上的受苦受难也都承担了。
Remember in Hebrews chapter 10, right from the time when Jesus was in the cradle as a newborn baby, at that time he spoke from his deity, but he said, a body you have provided for me. He was emphasizing the body. There needed to be a body provided as a sacrifice.
也就在希伯来书第十章里面有提到，就是当耶稣他生下来在这个马槽里面，被放在这个摇篮里，他生下来的那一个时候，他用第一人称的方式来说，你提供，他对神说，你提供了我一个人的身体。
And actually, here's an interesting point as well. When Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary, they wrapped Jesus Christ in these cloths, but these cloths were used for wrapping up dead bodies.In some version, they say like baby diapers or swaddling clothes, but actually the cloths, they were cloths used for wrapping up dead bodies. And that was like a prophecy or a symbol of Christ's purpose for his life.
But they didn't try to make that like that. They didn't have anything.
That's right. That's like they grabbed the first thing they could find.
Yeah. 好，而且有趣的事情是当耶稣出生的时候，约瑟跟玛利亚他们可能是找不到衣服，他们用的那个布啊，把耶稣包起来。其实那个布呢，是把死人包起来的布。
So, you know, right from the beginning of his birth, it shows that he was destined to die. That was his purpose for coming into the world, was to die on the cross.
所以，这个很明显的就是有预表到耶稣基督来到人世间，他就是准备要救死的。
Yeah, but also remember, yeah, his other purpose was to.Be this prototype for the spiritual life which was going to be given to the Christians.
而他也是呢，在预表着他就是我们人类的这所有基督徒的原型，他的生命就是来献给所有的基督徒的。
This spiritual life that he was given, it was tested to the utmost, so we know it works. It was tested, see, to the most extreme suffering.And Jesus Christ passed his test. It proves to us, it shows to us that the spiritual life that we now have, it works.
而耶稣基督呢，他承担了人类史上你可以想象的最大的苦难，而这样子他的属灵生命得以成就，这也是明显的要来证明给我们其他的基督徒看，我们基督徒们是的属灵生命是可以经得起这样的试炼。
Jesus was not just given the most extreme test of adversity or suffering, but also the most extreme test of prosperity as well.
而耶稣的整个属灵生命呢，不只是承担了最人类最大苦难的测试，他也同时也被测试了他的在丰盛下的一个属灵生命。
Yes, I talked about mafia, you know, the mafia last week, how you have some people, they're a little bit corrupt, and someone says here, I'll give you $1,000,And then you have to do this for me. It's illegal, of course, but the person says, wow, $1,000, I'll do that. And they compromise integrity just for $1,000.
那上个礼拜我们也讲到所谓的这个黑手党，他们可能呢就塞给你1000块，叫你做一些完全不合法的事情。那他就是在测试你的人格是否会被这样的引诱。
Well, in Matthew chapter 4, Lucifer offered Jesus Christ the whole world. He said, I'll give you the whole world if you worship me.
而马太福音第四章就讲到路西佛撒旦对耶稣提供了非常大丰盛的一个提案。他说你如果听我的话我就把整个世界都给你。
And that was a legitimate offer. Satan could make that offer legitimately because he is the ruler of the world.
为什么撒旦可以这样提案呢？因为他就是真正拥有这个世界。
Remember, at the time when he was able to deceive Adam, he deceived Eve, and then Adam fell in the garden, that's the point in time when the rulership of the world took over from Adam and became Lucifer, Satan.
要记得哦，在伊甸园里面，好，当撒旦呢欺骗了夏娃，然后让亚当也吃了那个果子的那个时候，就是当他们两个亚当夏娃一犯罪之后，这个世界的管理权就已经交到了路西佛撒旦的手上。
And right from that time, Lucifer has been the ruler of this world, as is brought out in John 12:31.
在约翰福音十二章三十一节里面就有提到，从那个伊甸园的那个事件发生开始，这个世界的掌控者就是撒旦。
And he will remain the ruler of the world until the end of the tribulation.
而这个状态呢，就是撒旦会掌全世界的这个状态，要一直维持到未来的那个七年的大灾难期。
Okay, so when Satan said to Jesus, you know, just all you need to do is worship me, and then I'll give you all of this. He took him up into the atmosphere, possibly, and made him look down on all the kingdoms of the world and said, these are all yours if you worship me.
那时候呢，撒旦呢就跟耶稣提案说，只要你敬拜我，我就会给你整个世界。他可能是把耶稣都带到了这个大气层最上面去看这整个世界，说这一切世界都可以是你的。
It was a great test, but again, Jesus passed the test by using the word of God.
而耶稣基督呢，通过了这个测试，他是以神的话语来回复撒旦的。
He didn't use miracles or emotionalism or some kind of religious ritual to pass the test.
而他并没有用施行奇迹，或者是用情绪
or religion,
或者是用宗教仪式，他不是用这些东西来通过这个测试的。
Let's just see what he said. He said, oh, it is written. See, in Matthew 4:10, Jesus said to him, Go, Satan, it is written. Now he's going to quote scripture.
好，我们现在看马太福音四章十节就有写。
You shall worship the Lord your God. Now Jesus referring to himself. He said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to worship God, meaning the Father, and him only you shall serve. But he's saying to Satan as well.
所以耶稣基督说了，退去吧，因为经上说着。当拜主你的神，单单要侍奉他。
Yeah, the emphasis here is that he's using the word of God to overcome his pressure, overcome that test.
所以呢，耶稣呢，就是在这个时候用了神的话语来打败这样的一个压力。
Yeah, so Jesus Christ tested the system, tested this, it's like a product, you know, and any factory, for example, yeah, the factory is supposed to test the product to its extreme, and then it's ready to go on sale.
Just, you have the prototype, and right. then you test it, and that's then right. you make many, many copies.
Oh, that's right. Once it's been tested, of course.
Right. 所以呢，这就是代表什么呢？耶稣他就像是我们的一个工厂产品的原型。那一个原型，一个打磨模具做好了之后，一定要先测试，测试啊几千几万遍没问题了，然后我们就开始大量复制。所以其实耶稣就是那个原型，是成功的一个被测试成功了的原型。
And just to use a very basic example, imagine if you play tennis. Let's say you play tennis.And you go to the shop and you buy a tennis racket. And it could be a very expensive brand and it's been tested by the Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, for example.
No, usually it's just using machine to test.
Well, okay, but even but the great players are using it as well and they're winning competitions as well. Just say, for example, so it's been tested in the factory, but prototype of this tennis racket.
It was tested by machine.
Well, okay, it was tested by machine, but used by the professionals.
就是就我们就假设说今天有一个伟大的这个网球球星他跟一个品牌就合作要做一个很棒的一个网球拍。
Yeah, and then he goes out and he wins 10 Grand Slam tennis tournaments.
然后带着这个球拍呢，他就赢了这个世界大赛十个不同的世界大赛。
Well, that's proof to everybody that this tennis racket works.
那这就证明了这个球拍是绝对是 OK 的。
But then you say, I'm going to buy a tennis racket. I'm going to buy this brand of tennis racket.
然后你就去买这个牌子的这个球拍。
And you use a tennis racket, but you keep losing all your games.
但是你呢，用这个牌子呢打，却一直都打输。
Okay, well, the problem obviously is not with the tennis racket. You know that.
那你知道这个问题绝对不是那个球拍有问题。
Okay, the problem is with you.
一定是你自己的问题。
You know, with the spiritual life, a lot of people say, well, I just can't do this. But you know that the spiritual life works, it's been tested. You can't blame God, and you can't blame anybody except yourself.
所以呢，对一个基督徒来说，诶，我什么就一直都不成功，在属灵生命上一直失败，但是你绝对不可能去怪神或者是耶稣，因为这已经是证明他的方式是成功的。
Okay, now 1 Peter 2:20 ties in together the concept of suffering with this divine dynasphere.
在彼得前书二章二十节呢，在讲的是什么呢？是在讲的是苦难与这个神圣的动力球的关系。
Okay, remember these words divine. Divine means from God, provided by God.
所谓神的神圣的，就是指由神所提供的。
And then the word dynasphere, this is a term that the colonel came up with, but you know, dyna is from the Greek word dunamis, means power, and sphere means a circle. Okay, and remember, to be in the divine dynasphere, it's like you're in the sphere of power. You need the filling of the Holy Spirit as well.
所以这个所谓的在这个神圣动力球里啊，你就好像是一个充满了这个属灵的力量的一个球。
And remember, the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches you the doctrine, and He's the one that brings to your remembrance the things you need to know.
而这个圣灵呢，就是在这个神圣的动力球里面，他教导我们的，比如说神的话语都放进了我们的意识里。
Yeah, and that comes out in John 14:26.
约翰福音十四章二十六节。
And then you have John 15:20 as well.
还有约翰福音十五章二十节。
And Galatians 5:16.
加拉太书五章十六节。
Remember in Galatians 5:16, it says, "If you're walking by the Spirit, you will not sin."
加拉太书五章十六节说，如果你与圣灵同行的话，你就不会犯罪。
And remember, there's one pastor, his name's Joe Griffin. He talks about the divine dynasphere, but he calls it the bubble.You've got to stay in the bubble because it's very easily popped if you sin.
那有一位这个牧师叫 Joe Griffin， 他呢就说他把这个神圣的动力球把它称之为一个气泡，因为它是很容易就被戳破了，就是你就犯罪了，你一犯罪这个球就破了。
But again, just to remind you, and you should know this, you know, if you sin, you just name your sins, and then you get back into that bubble, into the divine dynasphere.
而我们呢，也知道，就是当我们一犯罪，我们就是对天父认罪，以反弹的力量，我们又可以再创造出这个神圣的动力球。
So we'll just look at these verses. We have to do all these four verses, but we'll read through them one at a time. For what? This is 1 Peter 2:20.
好，我们现在把这四段经文呢、啊、都读一遍。这第一条就是从彼得前书二章二十节，我们要一个一个读到二十三节。
It starts off. This is Peter writing. For what glory is it, or how can you glorify God, if you patiently endure while sinning and being buffeted?It's like, now, why are you being proud of your suffering if you're suffering because of your sin? See, God is punishing you or you're making this bad mistake, self-induced misery.
他其实这个英文是先讲这个说有什么可夸的呢？好，你们若是因为犯罪而受到处罚，要忍耐，而没有什么可夸的。
Yeah, remember we explained that there's different categories of suffering, but one category is deserved suffering and the other is undeserved suffering.
因为我们之前有讲过，就是我们所受到的处罚或者是受灾受难有两种，一种是什么？是你活该，因为你自己做的错误决定而犯了错，那你要受苦受难本来就是应该的，那是活该的，那是第一种。所以他这边讲的就是第一种，就是说如果你是因为犯了罪而受到处罚， 你有什么好可夸的呢？你能忍耐是本来就该忍耐的。
Yeah, and this verse actually shows us clearly these two categories of suffering. The first one, the first sentence is a question that it's talking about deserved suffering. It's saying you're sinning, so you deserve that.
所以这一段经句呢，其实就是把两种苦难刚好都摆在这里了。第一种就是你自己因为自己做错决定所犯罪而受到的这种苦难，你能够忍耐并没有什么可夸的，因为那是你自己造成的，你自己造成的因，你就要承受那个果。
And the second part of the sentence is saying, but if you suffer while doing good, and this is talking about you're a mature Christian now, you're not sinning a lot, and you're suffering because of, we call momentum testing, or because you're maturing, you're as a mature believer, you need these tests.
Okay, 那第二种呢，就后面这一句了，他说，你们若是因行善而受苦，而能忍耐，那在神来看呢，就是可喜悦的了。
Yeah, and it's interesting, the first part, the deserved suffering, the person is actually thinking that he's doing very well. That's why he's boasting. He's not thinking, I'm suffering because I sinned. He's thinking he's suffering because he's this great believer.
好，所以呢，这个彼得在说的呢，就是在讲哦，有些人呢，他自己哦，在受到苦难，是因为他自己应该活该得的，可是他却搞不清楚，他还以为是自己做了什么了不起的事情，所以觉得神啊，他是在荣耀神，但其实这种苦难，这种受到苦难，完全是自己造成的苦难。
And it's made obvious to us because, for one, the person is boasting, he's proud of what he's doing.
因为呢，一定是有一个人啊。在受苦受难之后呢，他还在那边自夸，觉得自己很了不起。
And the other thing is that Peter uses this word hupomeno, which we talked last week, I think. Remember that means to be able to suffer. They say suffer patiently. Hupomeno. Remember when you're under that weight, but you're okay. You can deal with that weight. It's not like you're straining and feeling stressed out or bitter or you want it to go away. You're at peace. You have this ability to take the strain.
因为这边用的这个承受啊，或忍耐，其实在英文翻过来，其实或者说它原文所写的意义比较像是担当，不是说很你受你在承担一个你无法承担的东西，是你可以承担的状态下。那样子的一个叫做我们把它翻成担当更好。
Remember the first part of this word hupo means under, and the other word means to stand. It doesn't mean understand, it means standing under actually. But you're standing under patiently.
In Chinese it's already clear, 担当。
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 就是其实这个字的意思就是说你可以在承担而且是面不改色的承担的这种状态。
And these miserable Christians, I say miserable, these Christians that are sinning, they're so arrogant that they're happy about their suffering. Because they're saying, well, I'm suffering for God. I can deal with this because it's for God, but actually, it's because of God punishing them, that's why they're suffering.
所以这个状况呢，第一句话这个状态，这个基督徒很可能呢，他正在跟别人夸口说，我在为神而受苦。但是呢，彼得就来跟他讲说，你其实是因为你自己犯的错，而神在管教你，所以你的这个苦难你要去承担，并没有什么好可夸口的。
Remember we say that between arrogance and ignorance in the spiritual life, ignorance is far easier to fix. It's easy to fix ignorance because once you learn something, you're no longer ignorant.See, some Christians, the difficulty in their spiritual life or why they're not growing is because of ignorance. And for some Christians, they're not growing because of arrogance.
好，就是在一些基督徒啊，他有一些状况啊，是因为无知而他没有成长。那有一些状况呢，是他很傲慢。好，那但是这两种状态呢，所谓的无知是比较容易改进的，就是当你知了，你就可以成长了。但是那种傲慢就很难，就你自以为是的这种傲慢，是基督徒要在属灵生命上成长最困难的一个障碍。
Yeah, now both of those groups are going to suffer, but at least if you're learning, you can move forward in the spiritual life.
对，所以在一个所谓的无知状态，你只要学到了，你就可以进步。所以这个是反而比较容易去修正的。
Though oftentimes, you know, ignorance does stem from arrogance, because if you're arrogant, you don't want to learn more. And sometimes ignorance can also lead to arrogance. So they can be closely combined, but some people have more of a tendency to arrogance than ignorance.
其实无知跟这个傲慢其实是常常一体两面的，就是当一个傲慢的人哦，他就很可能进入一种无知，就是忽略的那种状况，他就反而就没办法去学习，没有办法进步。但是对忽略他的这种状态，其实是一个真的，如果他一直不断的忽略的话，他其实也就是一个傲慢。
Okay, we'll move on to the next verse here. This is 1 Peter 2:21.
那我们再看彼得前书二章二十一节。
And this is where we see Jesus Christ as the prototype divine dynasty, or the prototype spiritual life.
好，那这一段呢，就在讲的是，耶稣基督呢，是我们属灵生命的一个要效法的一个原型。
For you were not called to this. Really, he's saying you are called to suffer.As a question, he's saying, were you not called to suffer?
好，第一句话他说，你们蒙召原是为此，这个为此指的就是受苦。
For Christ also suffered on our behalf, leaving us an example, this is the word we'll look at, that you should follow his steps.
而因基督呢，也因着你们而受苦，也是为着要留下一个榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚步行。
See, Peter is saying, as Christ suffered, so you too will need to suffer also.
所以彼得的意思是说呢，耶稣基督都已经受苦了，你们难道还不要跟着他的脚步继续去受苦吗？
There's an idiom, and it comes out of the Bible. I'm not quite sure exactly where, but it talks about taking up your cross. Just as Jesus Christ had to bear the cross or had to carry the cross.So if a Christian is said to be bearing the cross or carrying a cross, it should mean that he's suffering, but suffering for good, not because of divine discipline. So we use that term, you know, to carry his cross. Let's say just a person is called John, and John is undergoing some suffering because he's a mature believer. Then we say he is carrying his cross, meaning John's own cross. You understand that?
Yeah, but why you are saying this?
Oh, it's another expression to say suffering for good.
Oh.
Yeah.
有一种说法就是说你看到一个人哦，他在为了行善而受苦，那我们就会说哦，他是在自己背着自己的十字架而行。
Sure.
Are you talking about is a positive way or saying?
In a positive way, yes.
To somebody carrying his own cross?
Yeah. Well, we say carrying his own cross, just as Jesus Christ had to carry his cross and then he suffered.
因为这种说法好，就很像耶稣基督他当年在去上十字架被挂上去之前，他也必须自己背着他自己的十字架，好，非常的蹒跚的行走。所以当有一个人他在受苦的状况下的时候，他也是在背着他的十字架而行。
Yeah, it doesn't mean that literally you will have to be doing the same thing Jesus did, carrying a cross, but it just means that you're going to be suffering for Jesus, really, or suffering as part of God's plan, in a good way.
所以这种说法其实是在表达就是说这个人他背着十架而行，就好像是说是在因着神的计划，他承担着或者是在履行神的计划而受到苦难，所以这个说法就是常常有的时候在教会里会有看到一个人他受苦的时候，我们可能会用这种说法。
Now in this verse is a very important word here, and the word here is hupogrammon. I can see it here, and this is the word that they translate as example.
好，这边这个绿色线条框起来的这个希腊文呢，它其实被翻成在这里英文翻成这个所谓的例子案例。
Okay, this is the word here. The English says leaving us an example, meaning Jesus left us an example of suffering in God's plan, how to suffer.、Really.
所以这个字就是说，耶稣基督他等于是帮我们做了一个表率，一个例子，让我们可以学习的一个。
And the Greek word again is hupogrammos. It's made up of two words. One is hupo, which means under. We have that in hupomone here. And the other word, grammos, you can recognize as grammar. We say, you know, grammar here. Well, anything grammatical is related to writing. So literally it means underwriting. That's these two words. You have the word under and the word writing.
Okay, 好，这个 hupogrammos, hupo 就是那个 under 就是在底下 grandmas 有点像我们现在讲文法是这样 grandma 哈、哦、文法那所以在这个直接翻的话是说 underwriting 的那个但是意思其实他就说是在做一个范例
You see the English word grammar actually comes out from the Greek word grammos which just means to write
所以希腊文的 grammos就是说就是写的意思就是 writing 的意思
Okay, now this is an interesting word because whenever you meet a word in the New Testament and in the original language if you only see it one time in all of the Bible this is called a harpax legomena just literally means it's one word Okay, and this word only occurs one time in scripture
这个是在整个圣经里面只用过一次
Just one time in the whole of the Bible.
哦，就只用过这么一次。
Now, whenever you see words that appear just one time in the Bible, that should really make you sit up and take notice and say, well, what does this word mean? This is his cameo appearance or something.
这么大本的圣经里面，一个字只被用到一次。Tim 说，我们就要很肃然认真的看这个字到底是什么字。
But yeah, again, whenever you see a word just appearing one time, he's the superstar of the sentence or of that context. So you really have to study him.
哦，所以在圣经里，如果只被用过一次的字呢，我们要把它当作是闪亮的一颗字，会发光的一颗字来认真的了解它。
Okay, now this word is described in what we call the Strong's Concordance. This is a very reputable kind of a dictionary.And they give the definition, a writing to be copied, or an example, as they translate here. So a writing to be copied. If somebody is writing something down and it needs to be copied, that's called a hupogrammos.
所以这个字呢 ,hupogrammos 的意思呢就是说是被写下来为了能够被复制的。
And then the NAS, I think that's the New American Standard Bible.And their concordance. Concordance is like a list of Greek words and their meanings. They give the definition to trace in an outline, like when you're tracing one picture on top of another and you draw around it.
就是我们所谓的叫做临摹描绘的这个意思。这个整个概念就是叫做临摹的意思。
Yeah, we used to do that as children. You have a picture and then you put another piece of light paper on the top and you can draw over it. And if you're good, you can get the exact replica, really.
就是像我们以前小时候写毛笔字也是一样嘛，都会有那个字帖，你可以按照那个下面的字，再或者它的框的方式，你再写一遍。那他们西方人也是一样，有这种临摹型的这种线。好，你可以去画，你就最后如果你做得好的话，可以跟原画一模一样。
And that's how we treat Jesus Christ as our example.
所以呢，这个地方就重点就在讲说，我们要把耶稣基督当作我们可以临摹的对象。
And just talking about his spiritual life, of course, not what he did, and you know, he's the Son of God. Obviously, we're never going to copy that. But the aspects of the spiritual life.Like the problem-solving devices and being filled with the Holy Spirit and being obedient to God. This is the example we follow.
所以呢，这就在讲的是说，耶稣基督虽然我们不可能像他一样是神直接的儿子哈，但是我们可以临摹耶稣的所有的属灵生命的形式方式，好，包括他啊完全的这个引用神的话。然后包括他这个就完全的他可以完全的顺服于神不做不属神的事情等等这些他的方式呢他的属灵生命的建造就是我们要临摹的
And remember the context that Peter is talking about here is suffering So he's saying as Jesus suffered so you can too because he's given us the same spiritual life that he used
所以彼得在这边讲的就是说呢耶稣他都能够承担这样的苦难，我们也一样可以。
Okay, let's have another 10-minute break. We'll open up again at 4:30.
好，我们休息10分钟，在4:30的时候回来。